Go ahead and introduce yourself to the voters.
My name is Joey Pogue. I've lived in Cartersville since 1985. I went to Cartersville Elementary, Middle, and High School, then left and went to West Georgia and pursued a degree in business. Came back and started my family. And in 2007, my brother and I bought a business here in Cartersville. We employ about 50 people here in the city, and I have decided to run for city council.
And the next question I have for you is why? Why go ahead and throw your name in the hat there?
Well, like I said, I grew up here and then came back to raise my family, and I would like to ensure that this is the kind of place that my kids can bring their kids back and raise their families here the same way that I have.
Now that you talk about that, one of the big things that have gone on in the city recently has been the development of new businesses and whatnot. So what is your suggestion as far as how do I keep Cartersville a nice, quiet, family-oriented place to live with all the new industry coming in and new business? How do you go ahead and balance that line?
Well, I believe it has to be a group effort between the city and the county and make sure we get the right businesses that bring the right type of employees and the right types of neighborhoods. And if we work together, then I think we can ensure that the right type of growth goes on in Cartersville.
Give me examples of the right types of businesses or individuals.
Well, I think that we need businesses that people in this community want to work at and that bring people into this community, that are building the right homes, that are bringing the right restaurants, that are bringing the right things to Cartersville that people want to move here for.
Talk about specific goals that you have in mind. What would you bring to the council and say, you know, I'd like to see this or that? What kind of ideas?
Well, I would like to see the city work with businesses to make this town attractive. I would like to see the city council go after businesses aggressively, and that means making adjustments here and there and doing the things we need to do to make the businesses come to Cartersville and not go to Canton or not go to Gainesville or wherever it might be.
Talk about some challenges that you either see the city going through now or any challenges that you see the city that might be coming up against in the next few years or so.
Well, one of the issues I see is the traffic through town. As we're sitting here now, we can see three or four trucks just driving through town. I think we need to push the county and the state to widen the road out at Old Alabama and get that connection all the way through to 113 to make downtown more desirable.
Have you spoken to any possible future constituents in your ward as far as what they would like to see done?
Yes. I've talked to people about some of the safety issues. There has been a recent issue with homes and cars being broken into, and I've talked to some police officers and been to some meetings where they're trying to get a neighborhood watch started, and I'd like to see more and more of that continue to grow to make our neighborhoods a lot safer.
Okay. As far as public safety, obviously with everything that city government does, you have to have the revenue to go ahead and ensure that they're fully staffed and they're fully equipped with everything they need, or not just them, any kind of infrastructure deals or whatnot. So what do you think the city needs to do as far as keeping revenues up? Do they need to go ahead and possibly put another tax or manage the money better, or what have you seen with the city finances?
Well, I think we need to look at how we manage the money. I definitely don't want to see more taxes, but if that's what needs to be done for the city, then that's what we need to do. The bottom line is whatever's best for the city. If that means more taxes, then that's what it means, but that's obviously not our goal. We want to make this the safest and best place we can without putting the burden on our taxpayers.
One of the last things that the folks voted on, and this was part of the city council's reaction to a survey that they sent out to residents, is the residents voted yes on a park bond to go ahead and spruce up Dellinger Park and make it nice and whatnot. Did you agree with the citizens that this is something that needed to be done?
Yes, I did. I felt like our parks were a little bit behind, and they've done a great job out there, and the parks are looking really good. It has taken some time to get this done, and I'd love to be able to work with the city council to make sure that that gets done on time and on budget.
Okay. I'll backtrack a little bit. You were talking about the types of people that you would like to see move into Cartersville. What are your thoughts on multifamily housing? Is this something that you think the city is in need of? Do they already have enough? What is your take on that?
Multifamily housing is not something that I see that we need. The new neighborhoods that are being brought in, some of them are half built. You got Carter Grove out there. It's a nice neighborhood with plenty of room left to be built. I would like to see some senior housing built, and I think in order to do that, we need to push the state on allowing us to have a tax break for seniors on the school tax.
Talk about the city's infrastructure with your observations or any kind of feedback you've gathered from anybody. Talk about things that the city needs to prioritize to make sure the city is running like a well-oiled machine as it should.
Well, the utilities are a great deal to the city. We do have one of the lowest rates in the state, and that's a good thing. However, I do believe that we could improve the water system, that we have some old stuff. I know some stuff's being replaced right now. We have some old pipes, some old issues there, but I think that's really where some money needs to be spent to improve some of the infrastructure.
Okay. Lastly, I'll give you a final say. Explain to the voters why you are the qualified candidate, why you can get things done for them. Why should they vote for you?
I am from Cartersville. I've lived here most of my life. I do own a business. I do know how to run a budget. I do know how to stick to a budget. I love Cartersville. I always have, ever since I played on the football field here in town. This is my life. This is my family's life. I really feel like I could be the guy to help the city continue to run great.